2. The Domains of the Unqualified Absolute. When Urantia astronomers peer through their increasingly powerful telescopes into the mysterious stretches of outer space, and there behold the amazing evolution of almost countless physical universes, they should realize that they are gazing upon the mighty outworking of the unsearchable plans of the architects of the master universe. True, we do possess evidences which are suggestive of the presence of certain paradise personality influences here and there throughout the vast energy manifestations now characteristic of these outer regions, but from the larger viewpoint, the space regions extending beyond the outer borders of the 7 superuniverses are generally recognized as constituting the domains of the unqualified absolute. Although the unaided human eye can only see 2 or 3 nebulae outside the borders of the superuniverse of Orvontan, your telescopes literally reveal millions upon millions of these physical universes in process of formation. Most of the starry realms visually exposed to the search of your present-day telescopes are in Orvontan, but with photographic technique, the larger telescopes penetrate far beyond the borders of the grand universe into the domains of outer space, where untold universes are in process of organization. And there are yet other millions of universes beyond the range of your present instruments. In the not-distant future, new telescopes will reveal to the wondering gaze of Urantian astronomers no less than 375 million new galaxies in the remote stretches of outer space. At the same time, these more powerful telescopes will disclose that many island universes, formerly believed to be in outer space, are really a part of the galactic system of Orvontan. The 7 superuniverses are still growing, the periphery of each is gradually expanding, new nebulae are constantly being stabilized and organized, and some of the nebulae which Urantian astronomers regard as extragalactic are actually on the fringe of Orvontan and are traveling along with us. The Uversus star students observe that the grand universe is surrounded by the ancestors of a series of starry and planetary clusters which completely encircle the present inhabited creation as concentric rings of outer universes upon universes. The physicists of Uversa calculate that the energy and matter of these outer and uncharted regions already equal many times the total material mass and energy charge embraced in all 7 superuniverses. We are informed that the metamorphosis of cosmic force in these outer space levels is a function of the paradise force organizers. We also know that these forces are ancestral to those physical energies which at present activate the grand universe. The Orvontan power directors, however, have nothing to do with these far-distant realms. Neither are the energy movements therein discernibly connected with the power circuits of the organized and inhabited creations. We know very little of the significance of these tremendous phenomena of outer space. A greater creation of the future is in process of formation. We can observe its immensity, we can discern its extent and sense its majestic dimensions, but otherwise we know little more about these realms than do the astronomers of Urantia. As far as we know, no material beings on the order of humans, no angels or other spirit creatures exist in this outer ring of nebulae, suns, and planets. This distant domain is beyond the jurisdiction and administration of the superuniverse governments. Throughout Orvontan, it is believed that a new type of creation is in process, an order of universes destined to become the scene of the future activities of the assembling core of the finality. And if our conjectures are correct, then the endless future may hold for all of you the same enthralling spectacles that the endless past has held for your seniors and predecessors.